There's No Business Like That Business, written by Suzuki Blue and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships between Tim and Bruce, Dick and Bruce, Tim slash Connell, and Bat family members and Bruce Wayne. This is part 3 of a fake cryptid and a real romantic. There's a new Robin flitting around Gotham. The Batman is a little puzzled about it, because this one isn't flitting around it, it's just following its other Robin around. Even more than the spoiler does, in fact. The Batman is puzzled, yes. But the Batman is also a thing that learns, so it goes hunting. It finds the new Robin flying around downtown with its other one, though the new Robin doesn't fly like its other Robins do. Well, its first Robin isn't in Gotham to teach it how to right now, the Batman supposes. So that makes sense, that this one would have to figure it out on its own, not like its other Robins. Though, it's also off-putting and making the Batman uncomfortable. It doesn't have a net. Robins always need a net. It should summon Call Dick. Dick prefers being called. Even if it's rough on his phone, he always says. But definitely the Batman should call him, because its new Robin is too reckless and open and emotive. And although Tim is clearly trying to take the new one under his wing, he just isn't as experienced at doing that as Dick is. Dick's managed it successfully twice now. But the one time Tim tried, they wound up with a spoiler. Which is fine, the Batman supposes, but it's not a Robin. The Batman prefers Robins. So does Gotham, it knows. Gotham loves nothing like she loves their Robins. So the Batman calls Dick, and it listens with mild curiosity as Dick's phone rings in the place where its mind would go if it had one. It doesn't need the phone, obviously, but again, Dick prefers it to call. It's a human thing, he always says. The Batman isn't human, obviously, but Dick is. And even as far as Bloodhaven, it can still contact him like this. Not as far as Ethiopia, though.
Hey, B,
Dick greets, his voice echoing easy and pleasant in the place where the Batman doesn't have a mind.
You gotta work on your caller ID interface. My phone started screaming again.
The Batman is mostly certain that phones are supposed to scream, but makes a note of the concern anyway.
Come home,
it says, and immediately feels Dick tense warily. Feels Nightwing tense warily.
What's wrong?
He asks, quick and sharp. The Batman knows he's already grabbing his wallet and keys, though he doesn't actually need those to get home. Not from Bloodhaven, anyway. From farther, yes, but not Bloodhaven.
Not that thing,
it says.
New Robin.
What happened to Tim?
Dick asked with a note of alarm in his voice. He was gone the last time something happened to a Robin, so the Batman should have anticipated the reaction, it supposes. It was a mistake to not anticipate that reaction. It's just so hard to think like something human would, even now.
Too young,
it says.
Can't teach yet.
Bruce, oh my God, you have to leave Steph alone. She doesn't want...
Dick starts in with exasperated relief. The Batman cuts him off.
Not a spoiler,
it says.
A Robin, but he flies wrong.
He flies wrong,
Dick repeats warily. The Batman can feel him scratching familiar sigils into his apartment floor with his keys, under the same heavy rug where he always scratches them.
How do you fly wrong?
Wrong,
the Batman says.
No net. No wires.
Wait,
Dick says.
Do you mean he's actually flying?
No net,
the Batman repeats, barely repressing the stress that wants to creep into its voice. Dick always made it very clear. A Robin needs a net.
B, oh my God,
Dick says, and then scratches the last sigil onto the floorboards. And then the Batman can finally reach him again. It snaps its cape around him and pulls, instant and immediate, and then it has him in its cape. Dick doesn't stay there, because none of them ever do. The Batman wishes they would sometimes. Most of the time. Dick tumbles out onto the rooftops with him, newly wrapped in Nightwing's colors, rolls into his fall, then pops up into a standing position and drapes himself over the edge of the roof. Where am I looking? He asks, scanning the buildings. The Batman redirects the streetlights. Oh! Wait, isn't that B?
New Robin,
the Batman says, sliding up beside him. B, Dick says, dropping his head forward on his neck with a wry snicker. That is Superboy. You know about Superboy, right? Uncle Clark told you about him? The Batman tries to remember. Superman tells it a lot of things, admittedly. Doesn't sound familiar, though. But even if it did...
Our Robin,
it insists, narrowing its illusion of eyes in the direction of Metropolis. Is Superman trying to claim one of its Robins? He already has Steel and Supergirl. He doesn't need one of its Robins. Robins belong in Gotham. Oh my God, Dick says, leaning farther over the edge of the roof and visibly struggling not to laugh. He's not a Robin, Bruce. He's a super. Some weirdos in some Metropolis lab cooked him up while Uncle Clark was dead. You remember when that happened, right? The Batman is vaguely aware that everyone thought Superman was dead for a while, but that's not really relevant. It isn't going to let Superman have a Robin just because everyone thought he was dead for a while. He got better, didn't he? He can have a spoiler if he wants, since he arguably did die, admittedly, and the Batman trusts he'll take care of her. But not a Robin. It says, vaguely annoyed. Then it wonders where it got that sound, and then it wonders why it wondered. It's just a sound. It makes sounds sometimes. Not often, but sometimes. So it's odd that it's wondering about it. But it's owed another Robin, something in the place where it doesn't have a mind knows. Or maybe the place where it doesn't have a heart. But it's owed one. It knows it is. It looks like he's just here to hang out with Tim, Dick says, back to peering at them as Tim flies gracefully from building to building. And the new Robin flies the wrong way around him in exhilarated loops and spirals that are at least very Robin-like, even without a net. Can't imagine why else Superboy would ever be in Gotham. Though, I also can't imagine why he'd decide to come hang out, admittedly. I didn't even know they knew each other, much less well enough for Tim to invite him over.
Robin,
the Batman says, vaguely annoyed again. Tim didn't need to invite him. He's a Robin. Robins find their own way to Gotham, one way or the other. Definitely not a Superboy, either way. Seriously, B, ask Uncle Clark. He'll tell you, Dick says, flashing it a slyly amused grin. He's got dibs in everything. The Batman scowls, and the shadows darken. Jason explained dibs to it. Superman does not have dibs on its Robin. It should tell Gotham on him, it thinks in vague annoyance, then gathers the darkening shadows around itself and Dick. It should tell Metropolis on him. Dick says. Where are we? The Batman draws the shadows in, and then slips out of them a few blocks away on top of the rooftop Tim is currently perched on with its new Robin floating overhead. Dick laughs Nightwing's laugh, and Tim startles, all of Robin's feathers puffing out all at once. Oh my god, that's so freaking cute. Its new Robin mutters under his breath, then looks over at them curiously. He's floating in midair, which definitely isn't how Robins fly, and wearing dark, opaque glasses despite the matching darkness of the night. There's still city lights, the Batman supposes. Maybe its new Robin is sensitive to light.
Robin,
it intones, and Tim hides his face in Robin's wings. Private, he hisses in Robin's voice, and Dick laughs Nightwing's laugh again, and falls forward into a twisting series of walkovers and flips before springing up onto the edge of the roof beside him, grinning Nightwing's inhumanly wide grin up at the new Robin as he pushes himself up onto the balls of his feet. Superboy, he croons, and the Batman glowers at him in exasperation.
Robin,
he insists. Tim makes a strangled noise. Superboy, he hisses insistently. Not a Robin. Hi? The new Robin says, looking sheepish and half-waving. Nice to meet you, sirs? Ma'ams. I can't tell. I'm gonna be honest. I'm kinda just guessing here.
Irrelevant,
the Batman says, because it is. Ma'am? Dick laughs delightedly, pointing at himself. The Batman will never understand its Robin's senses of humor. Always nice to meet a pretty lady, ma'am, its new Robin says, then winks at Nightwing with a broad grin and does a showy little midair bow that makes Dick laugh again. It's appropriately performative for a Robin, which is mollifying, even if he's still flying wrong. They'll work on it. The Batman decides, sliding up over the side of the ledge on Tim's other side.
No net,
it hisses, narrowing its eyes at its new Robin, who looks confused. What? He says. Thanks. You'll fall, Tim rasps, keeping his face hidden in Robin's wings. Not a Robin. Won't fall. The Batman is unconvinced. Oh yeah, I kinda can't, its new Robin says, gesturing at himself. TTK, you know? The Batman tilts its head. You, don't know. Okay, its new Robin says, frowning a little. It's like, I'm telekinetic, and it works on anything I'm touching. So like, it works on me too. So I can't fall. It's cool. Super useful. The Batman remains unconvinced.
Net,
it hisses at Tim. Tim knows better. Tim just groans into Robin's wings. Net, Dick crows gleefully, then does a dramatic flip into a swan dive off the roof. Catch! The new Robin yelps in surprise and dives after him. And the Batman is mollified again. He's still flying wrong, but it's a start. And at least he knows how to catch.
Magic,
it asks Tim, leaning over the edge to watch Dick and the new Robin plummet down the side of the building, just in case. Jason was magic. No, Tim says, Robin's voice temporarily silenced. It's a superpower. He can just do it. It's, pretty impressive, honestly. Strong enough to compress carbon into diamond and sharp enough to cut diamond.
Diamond,
the Batman repeats skeptically. Tim radiates embarrassment, then pulls a shiny, bright stone out of his hidden belt to show it. The Batman tilts its head again. It's a diamond, yes. An unusually large one, shaped more like a heart than any traditional cut. And it's new, too. There's no history to it at all, just faint traces of determined perfectionism and something a little hesitantly hopeful, all burnt in fire and care and pressure. And not something stolen or reclaimed, like one from a cat would be. Though its new Robin tastes just a little bit like a cat, doesn't he? It realizes. That's different.
Diamond.
The Batman muses consideringly, leaning down to inspect said diamond more closely. Kia made it, Tim says. Like, for me? I mean, he thinks I'm a bird, kind of, so he thought I'd like something, shiny, you know? Like a magpie or crow or whatever, I guess. Or, possibly a penguin. Possibly he thinks I'm a penguin, given this is technically a rock. God, does he think I'm a penguin? The Batman says, frowning in thought while Tim puts away his brand new diamond and keeps muttering to himself in concern about penguins. Which is understandable, because Oswald Cobblepot isn't the kind of role model a robin should aspire after. It's never had a robin who could make diamonds, but supposes there's a first time for everything. Not every robin can do a quadruple backflip or deduce its summoning ritual either. Or jack tires off a car that doesn't even count as an actual physical car. Or draw. The Batman pauses, frowns. None of its robins draw. Why did it just... Its new robin flies back up with Dick hanging off his shoulders like a cape. Maybe he draws, the Batman thinks, flicking its approximation of eyes towards him. He made a diamond, after all, and cut it to shape. That's artistic, technically. The human kind of artistic, anyway. Humans have very strange ideas of what counts as artistic, but the Batman supposes that's just how humans are. Just how humans are has been a necessary thing to internalize at this point in its existence. It still doesn't know how Jason got the damn tires off, even now. Hi, again, sir/ma'am, ma'am/sir? Its new Robin attempts as he lets Dick back down onto the ledge, looking a little nervous. Tim was nervous to meet it, too. Dick was too grief-stricken and angry for anything like that, though, and Jason just wasn't afraid of it at all. And it doesn't know why it thought "and" there. It hasn't had another Robin. There was Batgirl, and now there's the spoiler, but there's no reason to think "and" there. But it thought "and" anyway, didn't it? It notes, and files that thought away in the place where its mind would go. If it had one, obviously. Batman, Tim hisses, Robin's voice layered back over his own. Batman, its new Robin repeats, then puffs himself up like he's displaying plumage he's not wearing. His colors are bright, at least, but not the right colors. Not colors meant for flying. The Batman appreciates the instinct, at least. So yeah, I'm Superboy. Hey, nice to meet you. Again. I guess I already said that, didn't I? The Batman glowers. Dick, inexplicably, starts sniggering, and Tim makes a pained sound. It's new Robin, not Superboy. Looks a little more nervous and hides his hands behind his back. The Batman resists the urge to sweep off to go screech at Superman about this nonsense. Barely resists, but resists. Its new Robin is just as new as the diamond he made, though, and clearly worried about its reaction to him. It doesn't want him to get the wrong idea. It'll definitely screech at Superman later, though.
Me,
it agrees, leaning forward over the edge and letting the shadows of its cape string themselves across the air underneath its new robin's legs, just in case. Not close enough to touch, but close enough to catch. A net, obviously. He's still flying wrong, after all. Its new robin peers down at its trailing cape of a net curiously, looking interested, and then peers at it instead. "Huh," he says. "You're way nicer than everybody said." "Well, everybody except Superman, anyway. He says you're super nice." "Hmm," the Batman reflects grudgingly. "All right. Maybe Superman isn't trying to take its new Robin. Maybe he sent it its new Robin after he woke up alive again and found him flying around Metropolis without a net. That, admittedly, would be more in line with Superman's usual behavior and general Superman-ness." The Batman really does not understand Superman. Superman is a thing of glass and metal skyscrapers and alien skies and rolling farmlands and blazing sunlight, though, which are all far beyond the Batman's sphere of influence and comprehension, so that's hardly a surprise. It does make more sense if Superman sent its new Robin, though, as opposed to trying to steal him, so the Batman is somewhat mollified by that, even if its new Robin apparently doesn't know his own name. "Ah," the Batman realizes, and tilts its head slowly. "Not doesn't know. Doesn't have. No wonder, then."
"Diamond?"
it says, and its new Robin immediately looks flustered. Oh, I just thought Robin had liked something shiny for its nest, maybe," he says, and the Batman pauses.
"Nest,"
it repeats carefully. Tim makes a mortified noise and hides his face in Robin's wings again. Yeah? Its new Robin looks embarrassed. "I mean, I kind of just assumed he had one. I haven't, seen it or anything. Like, I'm not trying to go into his, private space or, I'm not doing anything weird, I swear. Like, I stalked him a little, but you guys all do that. So I figured that was just, what he'd like and all. But I didn't poke around his stuff or anything. Promise." The Batman tilts its head. The Batman has never seen one of its robin's nests, but they grow, don't they? It's distantly reminded. Dick's grown into Nightwing, and Tim fits Robin's wings so differently than he first used to. Jason grew, too, a little. For what little time it had him, anyway. That hot-tempered, fearless stray fledgling who could do his workings with nothing but scraps from the street and a length of cold iron became a bright green and gleeful energy and bold Robin wings of his own. But Jason only got to grow a little, so sometimes the Batman forgets. They all grow, though.
"Nest,"
the Batman asks again, looking to Tim. Tim doesn't lift his face out of Robin's wings. "Private," Tim hisses, and the Batman can feel the sense of mortification rolling off of him in waves. The Batman frowns, leaning down over him to assess him more closely. Robin's talons give off the impression of dry, cracked wood and awkward mistakes layered over Tim's hidden hands full of carefully hunted information. And it thinks, "Oh, Tim actually tried to. Didn't manage it, it seems, but..." The Batman doesn't know how it feels about that. He's so young, isn't he? Dick hasn't even nested yet, just courted and flirted and occasionally pined. "Robin nests now?" Dick teases, popping up on Tim's other side. Tim makes a strangled noise again and huddles in smaller on himself. The Batman frowns in concern. He doesn't feel injured, but not Nightwing's business, Tim hisses, snapping his teeth behind Robin's mask, then visibly sulks. Stupid. The Batman frowns again. Oh, are you not the kind of bird who makes the nest? Because I can totally make a nest I can definitely do that. It's new Robin blurts eagerly, straightening up in the air and brightening in excitement. Dick cackles, and Tim makes a strangled noise and vanishes completely inside Robin's wings. Batman pauses. Is that not? It's new Robin trails off, looking embarrassed. The Batman is puzzled a bit. It really never has had a Robin that nested before. They're all different, obviously, but... Oh, it realizes and tilts its head. Maybe this actually isn't a new Robin. Maybe this is something else. Something new, in a sense. There was Batgirl and the spoiler, but this is more Starfire, maybe? More like her. Something different that wasn't born from Gotham, isn't of it. Something new and shiny, like a glass and metal skyscraper, or a just-made, just-cut diamond with no history to it. The Batman prefers history, prefers old and lovely things, the long, long line of preservation and protection, the cherish, and the stories that are cherished most of all, the history of a bloodline, a name, and the loving fear of the dark, and the flip of a decades-old coin against the shine of a centuries-old jewel, and above all, the concept of justice. But the Batman is also a thing of change, a thing that wants to keep moving, and a thing that wasn't there once when it was needed, but will be from now on. A thing that wants to help bring something better. It wants better for Gotham. And Superman is something right and constant in the world and wants better for it. So then, Superboy is maybe not a Robin, but something new and shiny and just made, and made of dreaming for that better when the Batman looks at him the right way. Something that came looking for its Robin with a diamond made just for him, and caught Nightwing without a moment's hesitation when he asked, and wants to build its Robin a nest, and tastes just a bit like a cat. Selena brings it diamonds, sometimes, wrapped around cat claws and a slick smile. But she never stays to nest. But not its new Robin, still does taste just a bit like cat.
Kitten.
The Batman decides after a long moment, and then pats the kitten's curly fur with the trailing edge of its cape. It leaves the rest of it strung in a net, though, because cats shouldn't be able to fly at all. Not that it's telling the kitten that, because then he might realize he can't and fall. What? The kitten blinks at him, though he leans into the petting just the slightest bit, feeling like a neglected alley cat that's just feral enough to not know what to do about being touched, but just tame enough to crave it. Dick falls over laughing, though he doesn't actually fall, not any further than the ledge, and Nightwing's discordant cackle echoes across the rooftops.
Oh my God.
Tim mutters under his breath and sounds very teenage, even in Robin's voice. The Batman has learned about teenagers.
Kitten.
It repeats with one last patient scratch behind the kitten's ears, then draws its cape back. Strays don't get used to being petted so quickly. The kitten blinks once or twice, his eyes very large and pupils dilated far past normal human proportions, behind the flat, opaque surface of his glasses. It does look very cat-like in the dark. The Batman hums its approval and pats Tim's shoulders where Robin's feathers drape and cover with a clawed approximation of a hand, and then turns to leave. Tim asked for private, to nest with the kitten. That's understandable, considering. Though the Batman still leaves behind enough of its cape to keep the net strung underneath the kitten, obviously. Does that mean he hates me? It hears the kitten whisper nervously to Tim, who lets out what is, again, a very teenage-sounding sigh.
No,
he mutters in Robin's voice. Means approves. Oh, cool. the kitten says, and sounds relieved. I didn't want your, dad to hate me. Or a mom? Dad, mom. Mom, dad? Parent, I mean. It's bad when somebody's parents hate you, right? Tim just groans into Robin's wings, and Dick laughs Nightwing's laugh again, and Batman hears him give the kitten a quick scruffing too, before bounding off after it and diving under the trailing folds of its cape. The Batman takes him into the shadows with itself, and supposes its Robins do tend to like animals. It thinks. One of them does, anyway. It's just not sure which one it is, just now. Dick liked the circus animals, and Jason liked the alley strays, so... Jason. It must be thinking of Jason, in regards to the kitten. That makes sense, yes. It thinks of Jason so much, even now. It'll think of Jason until it stops being something that can think at all, and perhaps even after that. It hears Nightwing's laugh in the shadows, and here it sounds more like Robin's laugh than anything else. It feels grief and longing and things far, far past all of what humans try to cram down into a word, as short and simple sounding as love, and wraps Dick up tighter in the net of its cape for just a moment before the inevitable letting go. The Batman is a thing that values history and stories and cherished, precious, protected things. Things held up as important and ideal and beautiful and worthwhile. And preserved for those reasons. Dick, and the stuffed elephant with a circus animal's name, and the colors of Robin's feathers. Tim, and the flash of a camera, and long labored over studies and carefully taken notes. Jason, and every cracked and broken thing that someone meant to keep safe, and dropped instead. But better is the best that anything can ever do, even a thing like the Batman. It wonders how long the diamond new kitten without a name will take building its Robin that nest, and how long it'll be to wait for an egg or two after that. That's what nests are for, after all. So it'll have to tell Pennyworth to expect a chick when the time comes. And Lady Gotham, of course. She'll be pleased by that, it's sure. Though, come to think, it's not sure how a Robin and a cat would have a chick. Maybe it needs to speak to Lady Gotham a little sooner then. If an egg is what its Robin wants, after all. Well, the Batman wants to give its Robins what they want, for all the times no one could. And so, of course, does Gotham. The end. Podfigures notes. I am still, I edited the first fic, but I don't have it posted yet because I'm trying to figure out how, like, what I could layer underneath Tim's voice to create, like, the Robin-y effect without it, like, destroying everyone's ears because, like, just doing the distortions made my head go, oh, we want a migraine? So, all that to say, when you hear this, you are either have just listened to a version without any of that or a version maybe with some of that if I can figure that out. I'm not going to take this podfigure note out anyway because I love just rambling. Anyway, the next fic in this series, which is called Love Nest, is 2 out of 3 chapters done. And so I am going to pause on recording here. Granted, you could be listening to this when there's like more than 4 fics in this series and you're just binging my voice for whatever reason. God bless you. But anyway, these were all initially recorded as like holiday end of 2024 gifts for my dear friend Hobi-Wan. And so if you're still listening to me ramble, that's all to say thanks for listening to the first 3 podfics of A Fake Cryptid and A Real Romantic. And I hope you enjoyed. And yeah. Thanks. Bye.